tomcat bit the hell out of his foot last night.
Okay, let's test it here. It's fine.
Okay.
When we were talking last time, we were talking about what you called a child that was born to a woman that was unmarried.
Yeah.
And would you ever call anything else that you said an illegitimate child?
I said illegitimate child. I'm sure I've heard plenty of other things, but that's what I would call it.
Would you ever use a bat for bat? Start bat. Bass.
I don't know what you mean.
Bastards.
No. I wouldn't.
What does that word mean?
Well, I know what it means. Yeah, it means it means no illegitimate child.
But you don't say words you don't like? Okay.
Well, I just think it's an unfair term.
If you said somebody was a loving child, you know, like say Jane and Peggy, so Jane is a loving child, but if Peggy was even more so, you'd say, and Peggy is a lot
more loving.
Your brother, if your brother had a son, he'd be your
nephew.
And what do you call a child that's lost his mother and father?
An orphan.
And what about the person that looks after an orphan?
You mean adopted parents, or do you mean someone that...
A legal...
Guardian.
What do orphans do?
In an orphanage.
And if your cousins and nephews, nieces, and all those are your what? What do you call those?
My cousins are my relatives.
Would you use the same word like your parents and your grandparents? Would you say those were your...
That they were relatives?
Or your what? Would you ever call them that?
They're relatives, but they're more immediate family.
And what about people that live in your house? I mean, not in your apartment.
I'd say my family.
And what would you say, like, if I asked you, I said, I thought if somebody named Feltman that looked like you, you know, you might say, well, yes, you know, we have the same family name, and she looks like you, but actually...
We're no kin.
And what do you call somebody who comes into town like me, you know, nobody knows and never seen him before? He's a what?
A stranger to this area.
Would it make any difference how far away the person came from?
Yeah, probably would. If you were from Texas, it wouldn't be quite... You'd be more of a stranger if you were from out of Texas.
So you... And what about somebody from England? What would
you... England. I'd say foreigner.
And what's a girl's name that starts with M? The mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And do you know a nickname for Helen that starts with N?
It starts with an N? For Helen? No? Nellie?
And what about a nickname for a little boy named William?
Billy?
And do you know who wrote the first of the four Gospels?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John?
And what do you call a woman who conducts school?
School teacher.
Any old-fashioned terms?
No.
Yeah. Ever heard? And you know, we were talking about a place with chickens. Mm-hmm. You know, you call it a chicken.
Chicken coop.
There's a name that starts with those first four letters. Cooper. James Fenimore.
Cooper.
Right. So. If he was married, how do you refer to his wife?
It's Mrs. Cooper.
And how would you say that? How would you say it? Like, if you was talking to him, would you say Mrs. Cooper?
No, I'd probably say Ms. Cooper.